It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
A lot of people appreciate big romantic gestures in relationships, and some people hate them. Like Elaine, who's on the phone today to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Her boyfriend wants to do possibly the most romantic thing any man could ever do for a woman, and she wants to stop him.
What?
Elaine,
why do you hate love?
That is not true, okay? I don't hate grand romantic gestures.
I read your email. It sounds to me like you hate love.
What?
I swear I don't.
Oh, man. Jubal, I think, wants you to have a cold heart is what it sounds like.
Why don't you tell everybody what you want to do today in your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Okay, well, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 6 months now, a little over 6 months, actually.
That's always a sweet spot in a relationship. Yeah. Things are still new. You're in the honeymoon phase still.
Exactly. And he's a very sweet guy. He can be a little impulsive, though. And so far, it's been a really fun relationship.
Until now.
Until now.
He decided to get all sweet.
Yeah,
I will do the nicest thing, like I said, any man can ever do.
No, I mean, okay, you guys have to hear me out on this one, though.
I've already closed my mind.
Obviously.
I think what he wants to do is so amazing, and you should just appreciate it, Elaine.
I don't even know what he wants to do yet. And it's like you're 6 months into a relationship. It can't be anything too crazy.
You may be taking those words back in a minute.
Really?
Yes. So he told me this past week that he wants to get a tattoo of my name.
No!
What?
See?
No!
Incredibly.
No!
His forearm of all places. So everybody would see it all the time. It's not like his back or something like that.
Did you always know he was a horrible decision maker?
I know that he's impulsive, which is why this made me nervous. I'm like, I kind of laughed at first because it seemed like a joke. You know, like, hey, babe, I'll get your name tattooed on my forearm and it'll be super cute. But he made it very clear that he actually wants to do this.
No.
And questioned him on it, and I was like, why, though? And he said this really corny thing. He's like, so that his arm can, like, draw strength from my name.
I just rolled my eyes so hard it hurt the back of my head.
Okay, but it's kind of cute, right?
No, not really.
I have a lot of tattoos, and some of them are bad, some of them are good, but I love the tattoo people that everything has such deep meaning.
Well, it's basically
he likes you a lot and wants a new tattoo and wants to put your name on his forearm after only 6 months. I would say that is a little early.
Yeah, I would too.
That's a lifelong commitment that you're talking about right now, and you're only 6 months into a relationship.
I know. And he even got out all these sketches that he's had drawn up by different tattoo artists.
Oh, boy.
What do they look like? I mean, how big are we talking?
Oh, they're big. It's not subtle, okay?
Do you like any of them?
They're nice, but...
No, you don't. Pause right there shows you hate them all, don't you?
You wouldn't even get your own name tattooed on yourself with those, is what I'm hearing.
I mean, the calligraphy is really pretty. It's just I don't want it on his arm. You know?
What did you say?
In the moment, he asked me what I thought, and I didn't know what to say. So I was just like, well, that's crazy. And
Oh, man. But you didn't mean crazy fun. You mean like crazy, literally crazy.
Literally.
That's literally crazy. And so... I mean, he wants to do it this weekend.
What?
And so the reason I reached out to you guys is because the awkward conversation I need to have with him is exactly what you just said, which is that we've only been together 6 months, and I don't know if this is a lifelong commitment yet.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, that's a tough conversation. A normal conversation would be like, hey, don't get the tattoo because it's probably a bad idea.
Bad decision.
But then you also have to say we've only been together 6 months. I don't know if we're going to make it to a year even.
So
let's just try to get to month 7 before we get tattoos, okay?
You're calling him and saying, I don't love you. That's
what she's saying. That is not what she's saying.
I love him, but I just don't know if it's that forever love, you know?
Yeah, you love him, you just don't know if you tattoo love him.
Exactly.
And should anyone really tattoo love someone else? I mean, it's like the kiss of death.
Oh, it totally is. My cousin got his wife's name tattooed, and then 6 months later, they got a divorce. They've been married 2 years.
It's so true. I don't know anybody that has somebody else's name tattooed on them that actually stayed together.
Yes.
I really don't.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's why I want to call him, because I need your guys' advice on how to even approach this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Right in the middle of your Awkward Tuesday phone call, in case you missed the first part, Elaine is on the phone, and Elaine is dating what we like to call a hopeless romantic. Mm. A guy that will go out of his way to show his girlfriend how much he loves her. So much so that he wants to get a tattoo of her name on his forearm after only 6 months of dating. And Elaine wants to stop him before he does that because she feels like it's way too soon to be getting a tattoo anywhere on your body when you've only been together for 6 months. Elaine, are you about ready to call your boyfriend and tell him to stop?
Ready? I don't know if I'll ever be ready, but I guess I can try.
I think if he's set on getting the tattoo no matter what, maybe try to convince him to get something else that symbolizes your love rather than your name. That way, when you do break his heart and break up with him, he can just make up another meaning for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I hope that isn't going to happen. I think that's a good idea. I don't know what that would be, though.
Minnie and Mickey Mouse, of course.
No. Oh, not what I was thinking.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Okay,
yeah. You're taking tattoo advice from a guy who has Marvin the Martian on his back currently. So
Donald and Daisy Duck, then.
No.
Okay, cut it out.
I see where that's coming from. Yeah.
No? Okay.
How about just something that you guys love together? Is there anything you love together?
Pasta, but that would be kind of weird to get a tattoo of pasta on your arm.
A pasta with two forks in it.
No.
Intertwined in the pasta.
That's pretty cute, though.
It is kind of cute.
That's my advice to you, is just try to maybe say, hey, how about you just do a symbol instead of my name, if he won't concede.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hey, babe. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm just calling from my work phone. What are you up to?
Nothing. I just got home from the store, popped onto the couch, checking the TV, seeing what's on. How about you?
Oh, I just got finished with lunch. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the tattoo conversation that we had a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. What about it? Did you pick a design? Did you figure out which one you liked the best?
Well, I do like the designs. I just was thinking maybe you should wait a little bit on it.
Why?
Well, I think it might be a little too early in our relationship for something like that.
I don't understand. I thought you were excited about it.
Well, I was just really thrown off and I kind of taken by surprise, you know, and I didn't know what to say, but I've thought about it a little bit more and I think it's too early. We've only been together 6 months, you know?
Well, 6 months is a really long time.
Well, sure, 6 months seems like a long time, but, I mean, in the scheme of a tattoo, which will last for the rest of your life, 6 months is not a long time. Like, why can't you just wait, you know?
I'm confident. I love you, girl, and I want that tattoo on my arm so people can see.
I love you, too, but just think about it. You'll have that tattoo for the rest of your life. That's forever.
It is forever, but... I mean, we're going to be forever, right?
I want us to be forever, but I don't know.
Well, do you have doubts about our relationship?
No, I don't have doubts. I don't want to break up with you. I love you, but I don't know if we're going to be together forever. I mean, how can you be sure? I mean, how can you know?
I mean, I just know. How can you not know?
I'm just saying that it's early, and you're already saying that you want to permanently mark your body for me.
I mean, look at my dad and mom. My dad has my mom's tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, and how are your parents doing?
Well, I mean, they're divorced, but they were together for like 30 years.
Yeah, but I mean, your dad still has your mom's name and he has a new girlfriend, and that's super awkward.
I don't know. I mean, that's mother of his children, the love of a long time of his life, you know? I think it's still symbolic.
And okay, but didn't your dad do that after they got married?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And we're not even married yet, so I don't understand why you need to rush into something like that.
Well, maybe we should get married then.
That's funny.
Why are you laughing? I'm serious.
No, you're not.
I mean, if you're saying we're not married, then let's get married.
Oh, okay. That's not a good solution to this problem.
Elaine, I'm serious. Let's do it.
I don't know what the future holds for either of us. There's no reason.
Listen, I'm serious. I mean, I've known since the first time I saw you walk into the Jack in the Box.
Oh,
I just knew.
God.
Elaine Marie, will you marry me?
No.
Oh, my God.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
0 to 100.
Hey.
Real fast.
What the is that?
Hey, what's up, David?
Oh,
this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How you doing?
God.
What's going on?
Sweet David.
David, have you ever heard of Brooke and Jubal in the Morning before? Oh. It's a radio show.
Yeah,
it is.
Hi,
and
David.
Elaine wanted to call you today through our radio show to ask you not to get a tattoo of her name after 6 months of dating because she feels like it's too soon.
A lot of things are too soon.
Yeah. Like asking a woman to marry you.
Oh, my gosh.
After 6 months when she's just calling you to tell you not get a tattoo. It was a little much, I think.
I still don't know what's going on. Elaine, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I didn't think that you would ask me to marry you.
Oh, my God.
That is so not what I meant by we're not even married. I just meant it meaning that we haven't even gotten to that milestone in our relationship. Why should you get a tattoo of my name on your arm?
So I'm on a radio show right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And Elaine is serious. She thinks it's too early to get a tattoo.
And also to get married.
Oh, yeah, and that,
yes,
too. And also to get married, David.
David, what were you thinking?
I don't know, babe. I just love you. Maybe the proposal was a little quick, but...
I would say
most
people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, oh, most people would think that was a little rushed.
Barely.
Yeah. Did you plan that out, David, or you just did it spur of the moment?
It was pretty spur of the moment. I mean, she was saying it. We're not married, so I figured, well, then let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should plan it out more, man. Just a little advice.
I'm just trying to show her how much I love her and that I'll do anything for her.
David, I don't think that anyone here is denying that you have ill intentions. You sound like a very caring, loving boyfriend. But maybe you need to listen to what she wants and fulfill her needs, not just throw out random stuff like I'll get your name tattooed on me and let's get married.
Yeah, babe, you got to think about where I am too.
What do you mean where you are? I thought you were at work.
No.
Oh my God.
She doesn't mean where she physically is.
Elaine.
Like emotionally where she's at. She's not ready to take it to the level of getting tattoos and getting married.
Oh, okay. You just think I'm moving too fast.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Ding, ding, ding,
thank
ding.
God.
We got there.
We did it.
It took a while.
Okay, so you definitely don't want to get married.
No.
Yet. Okay. But, so what about the tattoo?
No to that tattoo, too.
What if I get it in a different spot or something smaller, maybe?
No.
David, Elaine told us, like, she knows that you love her. You don't need to prove it by inking yourself forever.
What about everyone else?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I mean, they'll see the tattoo, you know?
Oh, you mean what about everybody else knowing that you are in love with Elaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I think they can see that in other ways. You don't necessarily need a tattoo.
Yeah, my God. Just post some, like, emo Facebook posts about how much you love her.
Well, I post about her a lot. I mean, Elaine, you see my posts.
Yes, I see them regularly, and they're very sweet. But I, you know, and you can just keep on doing that, and I know that you love me, and a lot of other people know that you love me, and you don't need a tattoo, is all I'm saying.
Okay, I guess I'll think of something else then.
Don't get crazy about something else. Be content with our relationship as it is. I am.
All right, well, let's say we do get married one day. Can I get a tattoo then, maybe?
He wants that tattoo, Elaine.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Okay, that sounds ridiculous, but it's something that would make you happy. Yes, you can get a tattoo once we get married.
Yay!
Awesome.
Compromise.
Wow, I feel like you guys took a big step in your relationship.
Yeah, you did.
Today.
Yeah, I think we did.
But we'll just have to get married soon. I can get it.
Oh, my God.
Kind of gets it.
Wow.
Well, Elaine, oh, I'm glad we kind of solved your problem for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem.
The best sigh ever.
Yeah, that said it all.
Uh-huh.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, maybe that guy should just get a shirt made with her face on it and he could wear it every single day.
Oh, man.
Another text at 78592 that says, yeah, she is not marrying that dude. If you missed today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Elaine wanted to call her boyfriend David. They've been dating for about 6 months, and he recently said that he wants to get a tattoo of her name on his body. So she wanted to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call to say, hey, don't get a tattoo of my name after 6 months.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the phone call, he was like, well, why not? I don't get it. And she's like, well, not even married. And then he proposed marriage.
Like literally proposed marriage.
Yeah. Wow. Not like he had been planning it.
No.
Or it was thought out. Just, oh, okay. So I have to wait till we're married to get tattooed. So let's get married. And she's like, no, now is not the time to get engaged. I just don't want you to get the tattoo.
Oh, man.
He even threw out the full name. Like, you know when they throw out your full name that they think they're being sincere and serious. She's like, no, I'm not doing that.
So he's a little erratic, kind of all over the place.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten married previous to this.
I know. They finally came to the conclusion that he won't get a tattoo right now.
Yeah.
But if they do end up getting married someday, then he's allowed to get a tattoo.
She seems to be very patient with him.
Yeah, which makes me think he's going to be asking her to get married every single day now.
Yeah.
Until they either break up or they actually do get married.
Has it been long enough?
Is today the day? No. Today is not the day we get married.
I feel like he needs to find a hobby that he's passionate about and like get a guitar tattooed on him instead.
Something.
You know?
Something else. But he's obviously very passionate about his relationship.
Yes.
Remember, if you want to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call, you got an issue you need help with, email us. We'll give you some advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.
Move at 92.5.